Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is exciting.
Very encouraging.
Amy Kim, all the way from South Korea, and Steve and I were talking during the break that she originally actually ended up in California to New Jersey, and then we happened to cross paths, of all places, in New York City. And, you know, God's positioning system, right? GPS, God knows how to position you at the right place at the right time to speak to the right person. We just got to have ears to hear and a heart to obey when God tells us, hey, talk to that person right next to you and tell them about me. And it was just so cool. Who knew that a chance encounter would produce something like that? It's actually our anniversary, you know, and it's just so cool. I mean, that made, you know, our whole day that we're able to just connect with her and share Christ with her. It was like, man, it's beautiful. It's what God brought us together for. So a beautiful thing. But we want to talk about what's happening in China, because, you know, China's a communist country, if you did not know that. And the church in China is 130 million strong by some reports. That's 130 million believers that are mainly underground. And they reports are that they gather in homes, and they're prayer warriors, Steve. Mm-hmm. They are absolute prayer warriors. Mm-hmm. And the church in China is a perfect example that no matter which way governments go, it's not about the governments. It's about the kingdom of God. And nothing can stop a broken, repentant church that's in love with Jesus Christ and are committed to following his word, his will, and his ways. I mean, it's just a beautiful example. I want you to see what is happening in China. Watch this.
Their cries ascend to heaven 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Where are they? Thousands of Christians meeting in a corner of northeast China for an unprecedented prayer movement. What started as a small gathering 6 years ago has become a nationwide prayer initiative, bringing together hundreds of Chinese churches. Television cameras have never been allowed to film the prayer services. But our George Thomas got exclusive access and brings us this story from the heart of China.
For years, the Chinese government tried to snuff out Christianity. In the late 1940s, some 500,000 Chinese Christians were killed because of their faith. Now, decades later, in what is officially still an atheist nation, Christianity is now the fastest growing religion.
We had a dream that someday we would build a church focused on prayer for China and the world.
Ha Bining and her husband Feng Kai are witnesses to this profound move of God across China. In 2000, the Christian couple had a dream to turn this piece of land in a corner of northeast China into a place of prayer.
My tears fell like the rain, and I started praying. God gave us a vision to help bring churches across China together for nonstop prayer.
9 years later, with construction on the property almost complete, the couple sent out email and text messages to friends and pastors, inviting them for a prayer meeting.
We didn't know who would show up or how many. I was praying that at least people from seven churches would show up. To my absolute amazement, 70 churches joined us that day.
This is home video of that first prayer meeting.
We were overwhelmed at the response. It was totally beyond our expectations.
The prayer center started June 2009. Since then, 617 churches from across China have signed up to pray 24 hours a day.
We have three main objectives. First, that this will be a place where people can make peace with each other. Second, that God will use this place for churches to repent and compromise with each other. And third, that this will be a place where people can make peace with God.
Christians from more than 100 countries have also visited the prayer center.
Every day we receive guests from around the world. It's so exciting to see people pray.
These intercessors know God is doing something special in China. When the communists took power in the 1940s, there were roughly 4 million Christians in China. Today, well over 100 million are followers of Jesus Christ. And if current growth rates remain, experts say in less than two decades, China will become the world's most populous Christian nation. In return, Fang Kai says God will use China to be a blessing to the nations.
I believe our life as Christians should be a blessing to others. God said to Abraham, I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. God blessed Abraham. He is blessing the Chinese church.
Kai and others believe prayer initiatives like this have been key to church growth in China.
24-hour nonstop praying is not an easy task to accomplish, but it is a happy thing for us to do, to enjoy 24 hours of God's presence in prayer.
Through prayers, our heart is broadened. We learn to care for others and for the world. As time goes by, prayers inspire us to love each other.
In 2011, a new seminary and Christian business school were established on the grounds of the prayer center, training the next generation of pastors and business leaders to change China for Jesus Christ. For Ha Bining and her husband Fang Kai, this place is a God-given dream come true, to unite churches in China and help bring news of Christ's love to the ends of the earth.
This is the core of Christianity. We are all on our knees, lifting our hands and praying that the gospel will continue to spread around the world and also here in China.
George Thomas, CBN News, China.
God's got his heart for China, and they have a devotion that puts us to shame. It is just wonderful. It's the most thrilling thing in the world to speak to a group. I preached to a church, one of them.
That's just so amazing. Mm. I love to see that. I mean, a prayer movement in China that's going 24/7, Steve, and that it's people are coming to reconcile with God, to stand in the gap. I mean,
over 100 countries have gathered of Christians to fast, to pray. That's exciting.
It's exciting because God's raising prayer movements all over the world. I mean, I think about International House of Prayer, IHOP, Kansas City. I think about now China, different places, and even us here locally. We have been blessed to have a prayer and fasting community. We do, I think, five years now. One day, for 24 hours, we pray, and we have a unique way of doing that. But it's so awesome how that just happens. I mean, you know, when we begin to start talking to hello, God, on behalf of others, it's really beautiful that. Listen, God's ears are not dull. He wants to hear. He wants to be in communication with us. And to see what's happening there and how this movement is continuing to grow, it's very, very humbling, you know, because one of the things that we can happen to us by living here in the West is that we have a perspective in the world that China's about government, and we look at what's happening there in the country, and our eyes, we begin to think in political terms instead of the kingdom of God.
That's right.
And it's important that we not lose track that it's about God's kingdom, that although there are a lot of Christians there, you know, we want to put our mindset in that direction.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, asking that question, it's just like, you know, God, what are you doing? What are you doing in this moment? What are you doing in this situation? Because just like what you're saying in regards to, you know, not having that track mind of what's going on in the government, because we've even talked about before of just how the kingdom of God is expanding powerfully in Cuba. And it's just like, even during that time, it was during that there was just, you know, that oppressive government, but it's just like the church thrived.
Yeah. For so long, we've been trying to avoid persecution, and history proves that with persecution comes a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm.
You just mentioned Cuba, on $30 a month, they say the average person lives on. The local pastors say that people don't have the resources for entertainment and electronics and distractions,
right,
that they have time to pray. They have time to be a part of, to participate in evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just great. Listen, we are living in some of the greatest days on the face of this earth. Don't miss it.
Yeah.
Get involved and play, you know, your part, you know, play your role. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk about China's mission movement. The great thing about the church in China is that they're not just trying to keep it in China. They want to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all around the world. And check this out. They want to take it to the 1040 window. They want to take it to the place where historically, I mean, there are not any Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to go to the lost.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is great. We're going to be talking about China's mission movement. The great thing about, like I said earlier, what's happening in China,
mm-hmm,
is that they're just not trying to keep it to themselves, but they're trying to bring the gospel all over the world, in particular to the 1040 window. Now, Brother Yun, there was a book written about him called The Heavenly Man. My wife
powerful
read it. I think you read it too.
Oh, yes.
Incredible book about his journeys. I believe that he spent, my wife was telling me that half of their marriage, him and his
more
wife,
than half,
he yeah spent in prison,
right,
away from each other.
Yeah.
And it was just so many miracles that God did. I mean, it's just really amazing.
You ever he's known, get the book, oh yes.
Yeah, he's known as one of the house church leaders that just helped really just do an amazing work there. But now he's not in China. He has a ministry called Back to Jerusalem. And many think they make the mistake that they think about the Back to Jerusalem movement is actually Chinese Christians trying to evangelize Jerusalem. However, Back to Jerusalem is the Chinese goal to evangelize unreached people from the eastern provinces of China all the way westwards towards Jerusalem. This is a vision that they had from the 1920s.
Yeah.
And they have suffered much to try to bring this into a reality. We want you to watch what this movement is all about and what they are doing. It's just absolutely amazing. Watch this.
Today, believers are sitting in prisons across the globe for their faith in Jesus Christ. In China, churches are raided on a regular basis. In North Korea, the mere crime of possessing a Bible can result in execution. Believers in Iran are whisked away in the middle of the night and thrown into prison, where they're subjected to torture even before they are given a trial. Iran, China, and North Korea are not only a threat to Christians, they are a threat to countries with religious freedom. Threats from North Korea's nuclear program has the world community questioning how to bring security. China, with one of the highest numbers of unquestioned executions in the world, together with its growing military and economic strength, is proving to be an up-and-coming superpower. Iran is not content with flexing the muscle of their nuclear program, but they are obsessed with the complete and absolute annihilation of Israel and anyone else who gets in their way. The world community has spent billions of dollars on preventative measures and sanctions to address this global threat. Despite gathering the best experts in their field and pooling together every resource to resolve this issue, it remains outstanding. But God is at work amongst the nations. China is now seeing one of the largest revivals in history. In Iran, thousands are coming to Christ. In North Korea, Christians are standing strong instead of running in fear. God is also raising up a humble new generation in China, which is reaching out to North Korea and Iran with the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are marching into enemy territory between the borders of China and Jerusalem, taking the land for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, calling their vision back to Jerusalem. So perhaps the world's governments are fighting the wrong fight. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness. For generations, the nations have been battling for their own agenda and in their own strength, but to what end? In the 1950s, thousands of troops have been stationed on the border of North Korea. Has this brought about change? Since 1979, sanction after sanction has been imposed on Iran. Has the situation improved? Jesus told us in the Sermon on the Mount, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven." What if, instead of bombs, we send Bibles? What if, instead of soldiers, we send servants of the living God? What if, instead of starting war with our enemy, we send the best gift of love known to mankind? Bless your enemies. Spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me now, giving
life. That is absolutely wonderful, isn't it?
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Wow. That is powerful. To even think about that, like, this is that moment. We are part of a generation of what God is doing, of just like the greatest outpouring. It is just exciting to
yes,
think
listen,
about this.
Let me tell you, I mean, this is probably, to me, I mean, I think everyone thinks this about their generation. I don't know, but I know for me, this is, I am so glad to be alive yeah. in this generation. And the thing about, you know, life, it's precious. All you have is today. You don't know if you're going to live one day, 1 year, 100 years. I mean, you just don't know. But we get a chance, as long as we have life, to do something yeah. for God and to partner with Him on what He is doing on the face of this earth. And let me tell you something. God is still into saving souls. I mean, we are into the kingdom expansion business. You know, heaven full, hell empty. And you heard me talk about the 1040 window. Steve, talk to us a little bit. Give us some more in-depth. These are lines on a map here.
Yeah, the 1040 window is basically every nation that is located between the 10 and 40.
Longitude and latitude, right?
Right. North and south of the equator. So it's basically everywhere from China to India to Afghanistan, over to the Middle East, Jordan, and then covers over northern Africa from Egypt, Libya, Algeria. Because a lot of times you can hear that, and it's like, well, what exactly does that mean? And it's like, those are the nations that have the most unreached population.
In fact, they say more than 90% of unreached people groups in the world today are located in the 1040 window. More than 5,100 tribes and ethno-linguistic groups with little or no gospel. A lot of them are Muslim countries. And so they're going right into the heart.
That's it.
And they're saying, listen, we want to bring the light. We want to bring the gospel, the hope of Jesus Christ. And it's inspiring.
I mean,
today, with all this technology, Steve, that we have available, with all the social media, with, you know, what you have in your palm of your hand, today, your cell phone is the biggest computer. I mean, that computer right there in your phone is bigger than some computers we had on our desks a few years ago. They do so much, and with little effort, we can do our part in sharing the gospel with technology.
Oh, yeah. And we've been talking about it before in regards to the new technology, in regards to translating the Bible. Never before have so many people been reached with the gospel than where we are right now. And we've talked about many prophetic words and the amount of prophecies that are coming back right now. It's just like, you know, you're talking about, you know, the awesomeness of our generation. And you think about the things that are happening in the world. It's just like, we are very close to those days of just like, you know, Jesus is coming back. And it's just like, do you know who you are? Do you understand the magnitude of what is happening in our generation now? And it's just like, I can't even begin to describe how exciting this is to be a part of what God is doing in the nations.
Many people, they're dissatisfied with what's happening across governments globally around the world. They're dissatisfied with the things that they've invested their life in, their careers, right. their money. Listen, those things don't satisfy at the end. The only one who satisfies is Jesus Amen. Christ. And people are dissatisfied with religion. You know, religion is not the same as Christianity. Religion is a form of godliness, but it's not
it's
God.
Yeah,
it's not God. God has called us in for the opportunity to have a personal, one-on-one, intimate relationship, one in which that we can communicate to him and he communicates back to us. We want to encourage you. Listen, we have shared our own stories on how we have come to God. You can find that at meetmyfather.org. Again, that's meetmyfather.org. We shared a little bit about some of the stuff. There's a whole lot more but about our stories. But listen, this is what God did for us. He can certainly do it for you. He wants to do it for you. We want to, as we close out this program, encourage you. To go after God with everything that you have. Don't forget, you can also get a simple abiding plan at iabide.org. It's free, doesn't cost you a thing. But if you want that connection with God and hear him speak to you and read his word, listen, get this plan. It's going to bless you. Steve, close us out in prayer, would you?
Father God, we just give you the glory, Lord. We just thank you, God, for the miracles of what you're doing in our nation. Lord, I thank you, God, that for those that are hearing our voices right now, that you would just reveal Jesus to them. We just call that they would be awakened to the urgency, to the timings of where we are right now in this nation. Lord, we just bless the kingdom. Lord, we just bless that all of those that are going to hear the kingdom in the 1040 window, in the earth window, that all nations, all tribes, all tongues, that when they hear the word of God, that they would say, yes, I want to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And we just bless those that hear, and we ask that you would give them eyes to see God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.